Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
AIDS activist, AIDS survivor, and writer Larry Kramer died yesterday at 84. Attention should be paid. In the early 1980s, Kramer was an early voice screaming for attention to the AIDS epidemic. For those who think reaction to COVID-19 has been slow, there was none to AIDS early on because in the beginning it mostly affected young gay men. So people hid their sick adult children in back rooms where they died alone. In 1981, Kramer founded the Gay Men's Health Crisis to help those suffering. He was removed a year later, accused of being too aggressive. Undaunted, he would go on to found ACT UP, the organization that demonstrated against the inaction, staging die-ins to dramatize the toll that AIDS was taking. Kramer also used his skills as a writer. His most famous work was his 1985 play, The Normal Heart, which dramatized the rise of AIDS and his struggles with the gay men's health crisis. It was made into an Emmy Award-winning HBO film starring Mark Ruffalo as Ned Weeks, a stand-in for Larry Kramer. In this scene, with Julia Roberts as his doctor, Weeks is at first reluctant to become an activist.
Dr. Brookner, no one with half a brain gets involved with gay politics. There's no room for criticism.
What's your criticism?
I hate that we play victim when many of us, most of us, don't have to.
Then you're exactly what's needed now. Maybe they're just waiting for someone to lead them.
I don't want to lead them. What exactly are you trying to get me to do?
Tell gay men to stop having sex.
Well, Larry Kramer did tell gay men to stop having promiscuous sex to slow the spread of this sexually transmitted disease. And it was an often unpopular stand.
For every one of those, there's a kid who rushes up to me on the street and says, "Thank you for saving my life." And that just makes me want to cry. So that makes it all worth it.
Kramer himself was diagnosed with HIV, the virus that caused AIDS, in 1988. But he forged on, often with the fury that saved lives, until his death yesterday from pneumonia.